Also, I want to welcome today Casey Craigie, who's our guest speaker this morning. He works in the IT department at Bushnell University, and he's finishing a seminary degree at Northern Seminary in the western suburbs of Chicago. And I hear he's almost done, so very exciting time for him and a lot of work, I imagine. He's also married. He has three children at home, so never a dull moment in his life right now between rebooting computers at Bushnell and studying and being a husband and father. So we welcome you, Casey. Thank you. We look forward to hearing what God's going to be seated.
I love that last verse of that last song about Christ's return and how when that day comes, every knee will bow and every creature will sing. When I got invited to speak this Sunday and heard it was Christ the King Sunday, I was really, really excited. I didn't grow up in a church that followed the lectionary, but I've really grown to appreciate it over time. And so I'm in seminary right now, and my thesis supervisor wrote a book called The King Jesus Gospel. And so I was like, King Jesus, yes, I'm all about this. This is my jam. And so I was excited to dig in to learn a little bit more about Christ the King Sunday specifically, what this day means in the church calendar, and was just amazed at, this is the last Sunday of ordinary time. It's the last Sunday of the church year, and because of its position there, it's pointing us forward. It's pointing us ahead to our future hope that the church, the prayer that the church prays, that God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, the day when King Jesus comes. So today is about looking forward to that hope that we have in Jesus. And hope is an interesting thing. I saw something the other day that made me laugh. And then it made me think, and it made me think about hope. It was a bumper sticker, and the bumper sticker said, "Giant meteor 2016 just ended already." And it made me chuckle. It reminded me, looking back at it's a political bumper sticker. It made me think back on that election season and remember all the feelings around it. As I thought more about that bumper sticker, I thought about the hopelessness that bumper sticker represents. The feeling that, what's the point? No matter what, we're losing. And it's easy to feel hopeless in our world today, whether it's because of vicious politics, or homelessness, or inflation. There's lots of things that it's easy to look at and to feel hopelessness. And just this morning, though, I've been reminded of reasons to hope, specifically in terms of our community and this issue of homelessness. Trudy mentioned the Everyone Village. And it's, our community is faced with this humongous problem, and it's easy to just throw up our hands and say, I don't know, it's hopeless. There's nothing we can do. But Christ the King calls people to come and love and serve. And there's hope for the hopeless. And so, we don't have to mourn like those who have no hope, because our hope is in King Jesus. Our hope is not in our circumstances or who is in the Oval Office or the governor's office or the markets, whatever circumstances we're facing, whatever it is that tempts us to despair and hopelessness, we don't have to despair. We don't have to be hopeless because we have the hope of Christ the King. I'm making a habit now, it seems, of weaving Lord of the Rings references into my sermons. And it reminds me of this interaction that Gandalf and Frodo have. The books and the movies put it at different parts of the story, but they both include this interaction with some variances. And so Frodo realizes what the ring is and the great evil that is, that has discovered his peaceful home. And he tells Gandalf, he says, "I wish this need not have happened in my time." And Gandalf's response is, "So do I. And so do all who live to see such times. But that's not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us." And then in the films, they add this extra little part that I just love. Gandalf says, "There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. And sometimes it feels like all we can see is the evil at work in the world. And today we're reminded that there are other forces at work, that the king is on the move." And so like Gandalf and Frodo, our passage reminds us that we don't have to be hopeless in the face of great darkness because we have a greater hope. So we're going to be digging in and looking at that passage from Colossians. And it starts in a weird place. the section really begins further back. But I decided to stick to the confines, and so jump in. We're in the middle of a prayer that Paul, as he's writing this, he's sharing what his prayer for the Colossians has been. And he prays that they would be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And so Paul is praying for the Colossians. He's praying that they would be strengthened, that they would have endurance and patience and joy. And he prays these things. Why? Because God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son who he loves. So there's this transfer. We think transfer of citizenship. We used to be citizens of the dominion of darkness. We used to belong to the evil powers of this world. And God has taken us from that dominion, from the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of his Son. We can have strength. We can have endurance and patience. We can have joy because of the kingdom that we belong to, the kingdom of Christ. And then he proceeds, he goes on to talk about the authority that Christ has as king. Starting in verse 15, he says, "The Son is the image of the invisible God." He reminds us that Jesus is no mere man, but God incarnate, the firstborn over all creation. "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." So we're reminded of Christ's preeminence over everything. This is the rationale for Paul's confidence of our position as citizens of the kingdom of Christ rather than the domain of darkness. We belong to a king, but not just a king who's on par and equal to the powers of evil, but who is supreme and preeminent over them. And sometimes I think, you know, this brings up the issue of, if God's all good and all powerful, why do evil, terrible things happen in the world? And this passage reminds us that there is real evil, real powers at work in this world that are opposed to God and seeking our destruction. And so when we see terrible things happening, we don't have to raise our fist and shake it at God and say, how could you? We're reminded that God and our life in God, our position as citizens of the kingdom of God, is a kingdom at war and a kingdom that is opposed. But in the end, right, we're looking forward to the end, the day when God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we have hope because we know that we worship the King who is first and foremost above all other kings. In verse 18, he continues, he says, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he may have the supremacy. We're back to his preeminence and supremacy over all. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. And we're back to hope. We're back to, because Christ is preeminent, we have strength, patience, endurance, and joy in life now, but we also have hope forward. And this isn't like, you know, I hope I get a new power drill for Christmas, right? this is, we've got a sure thing coming. We can hope in the kingdom of God because there is coming a day when the darkness will end, when the pain and the suffering will cease. And he points, what does he point to? He points to resurrection. Jesus, the firstborn from the dead. The promise that those we love who have passed away will someday be with us again. And that we, even if we face death, we will join them and join Christ in resurrection. And not just resurrection, but reconciliation. How much of the despair that we face today is because of division between ourselves and people we love over differences of opinion, difference of perspective, over misunderstandings and miscommunications. There's coming a day where there will be reconciliation. And there's a good reason for hope there. There's an old cliche about Christians being too heavenly minded to be of any earthly good. And I say pish posh. If anything, we're not heavenly minded enough. I feel like we don't focus enough on the hope that we have in Jesus. And because we've placed our hope in political power or wealth or comfort or whatever else it might be that we've placed our hope in, we're missing the strength and endurance that comes from that future hope, from being heavenly minded people of heaven, citizens of heaven living here in this world. And so we live in a world we recognize desperately needs the hope of King Jesus. You don't have to look far to see hopelessness, to see pain, to see despair. But one of the ways that we can be witnesses of Christ the King and of his kingdom is by being beacons of hope in the midst of the hopelessness. When the world around you is freaking out, when people are losing their minds because the Dow is down, or because Elon Musk is going to blow up Twitter, or whatever else it is, when people are freaking out, and they look at you and they go, why aren't you losing your mind? Why aren't you freaked out about this? You can say, that's not where my hope is. I can lose my entire retirement savings. My hope isn't in my retirement. My hope is in Christ. I can lose every election, and I cannot have one of the candidates I voted for in office. But that's not where my hope is. My hope is in Christ. So today, I want to leave you with a question. And I want to ask you, where do you need the hope of King Jesus? I've given some examples, things that are top of mind for me and that I assume maybe top of mind for many of you, but oftentimes the hopelessness we feel is something very unique and very specific to us. And that almost adds to the sense of hopelessness, the sense of defeat, this feeling of I'm the only one struggling with fill in the blank. And one of the beautiful things, the blessing, I love that this passage talks about the church. Because the king and his kingdom also established a community. And we don't have to suffer alone. We don't have to face hopelessness on our own. We have each other. And even though I'm not a part of this community, I love that we're still part of the same family. I was thinking on my way over this morning about all the fun connections, where even though this is my first time setting foot in this building, that, I know Kent, and Kent's the one who invited me to come, and I didn't even know Trudy was here. She was my public speaking instructor and my Christian worldview instructor in my undergrad. And I was only a B student, so, you know, don't blame her for anything I've said up here. Right? And I don't see her here today, but Beth Belinsky was my philosophy instructor. So you can blame her for any logical fallacies. But the point I'm trying to make with that is, even as a complete newcomer, I'm connected to this family. And so how much more do each of you sitting here, how much more can you lean on each other, depend on each other, turn to each other when you need to be reminded of the hope of King Jesus? So, where do you need Christ's help? And how can you turn to the people of the King to support and encourage you in the face of hopelessness? Thank you guys so much.